Is it wiser to marry for money or is it wiser to marry for love?
Good morning, Rise FM Breakfast Show. I hope you're doing good. Yes, I said it. Marrying for money is smarter than marrying for love. Reason being, with today's economy, it really needs someone who is financially intelligent when it comes to money, because you want to be in a relationship with someone who respects every cent because of they have worked hard for. And if you're just going to marry for love and the person is just going to get the money and just, use it recklessly, is going to bring more stress, more depression to me as a guy, because of it seems like without this money a person would just bounce. But now when you're in a relationship with someone who really respects money, it is not something that can be taken for granted, you know. So I think marrying someone who is working, marrying someone who is financially free, is the way to go today. Thank you.
You can learn to love someone.
Yeah.
You know? But mangozi nishata, because there's money involved, you know, over time, no tanza either way. So imagine I marry you for love and then the money is not there, or we can't even sustain our lifestyle. No, I really support it.
Yeah. And you know, Sipo?
Mina for me nje fanele uthando, not imali. Because imali iyaphela zi.
Nelthando.
Iyaphela. Kodwa kusale imali iyaphela, basiphelile, and then you are stuck with so miserable manje. So manje, I would marry for love.
But doesn't
love.
Money help nurse the love?
No, for me, money is just money.
Hey, Nana.
As long as in help, no more to see a tandana gum nanishrektua,
see
salagui shek.
It doesn't matter.
As long as he happy.
Yeah.
If we exceni, gi happy, ang vugi miserable ling na yonke malogo tamanji, gi miserable ling ambola mutus.
But I want to get the mshatwini just because we touch it in a mad. It's dangerous. It's called a pack sutano. Can't even get a mshatwini. And then we can make money on the way while we, the lovers, wife, and the husband, you understand?
Good morning, ladies. Compliments. No, hey, we are not paying money, Jennifer. We are not paying. No. The issue of love. The seed, Google Gonga, it's love. Money can be a fertilizer. I want for Wutili Blossom. So, I believe Wuti. You don't plow without the sea. Yeah, I'm going to tell my fruit.
JT, on the topic at hand, you know, I mean, personally, I think ukshata, it should not be like ukshata umon posi imali. I think ukshata should be something that comes from between you and your partner. Firstly, it should be people abathanda nayo and people whom we are sharing many common things. Even this card in ifunda netala about ukshata.
Well, listen, as promised, we are speaking to Kagiso Msiza, who is the CEO and founder of Divine Life Clinic, a counseling practitioner. In fact, a counseling practice dedicated to supporting individuals through face-based guidance with a wealth of expertise and certification. Msiza is a certified life coach, a trauma counselor, marriage counselor, and gender-based violence rehabilitation expert. Kagiso, good morning to you. Great to have you with us on Rise FM.
Good morning, JT. I'm so blessed. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Well, listen, we're talking about mishato, but what I would like to ask you is it wiser perhaps to marry someone who has a bit of financial literacy?
Marriage has three economies. Number one, which is the economy of love. The second one is the economy of health. And number three is the economy of livelihood and money itself. So now, marrying for money, believe me, it depends, as I'm saying, from which angle you're looking at, but it would be considered very wise to consider finances before getting married. Why? Because you look at the state as a statistics, according to South African states, clearly stipulate that about 24% of divorces in South Africa are caused by the issue of money, which is financial mismanagement, financial recklessness, you get maybe job loss, etc., etc. So money is a very serious factor where marriage is concerned.